Mr. Bond. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Welcome back to the Kill a Mockingbird podcast. This podcast is for chapter 23. And in the last chapter, we're told there's a danger coming. And in this chapter, we see that the danger dissipates before Atticus's reason. The danger being Bob Ewell. He walks up to Atticus and does the most unthinkable thing, which is spitting in his face. Atticus's response is unusual, unique, and yet humiliating back. His only response is, "Hey, I wish you didn't chew tobacco." Which kind of adds humor to the story in a way, and also shows how Atticus is beyond all of this childish behavior. One of the major things I want to point out in this chapter is the point of view. Atticus asked Jem to try to stand in Bob Ewell's shoe and feel his humiliation. This is the hardest thing yet to ask a child to do, to shift perspectives, especially into the bad guy's point or the bad guy's position. Atticus perceives Bob Ewell's need for vengeance that it will pass, but we see that it won't. When a worry, Atticus thinks he has a good chance of saving Tom's life, but he's wrong again. He didn't have a chance at all, but we always knew that coming into this. Prejudice, the deal with the trash issue. What is trash? Who makes trash? What are the different definitions of trash in the story? Courage, about the juries. Atticus says that juries are a problem for some people because a man who serves on a jury is forced to make up his mind and declare himself about something, and men don't like to do that. Men being men and women in our times, men being men back then. Women can serve on a jury in 1935. They could vote, but they cannot serve on juries. So in some ways, the question is the same as the one raised in the previous chapter. Should women or children be protected from the violence that surrounds them in the world? Should women or children have innocence? And what is innocence? Does society owe it to women and children to shelter them? Should we shelter our children, or should we throw them right in and expect them to be brave and accept them as equals? The theme of growing up. Jem's theory of class division is based on the length of time a family has been reading and writing. This is simplistic, and Scout points out the simplicity in this idea. I also look at education, how Jem is too old and wise for Scout's conclusion. He has been hurt by his faith in his neighbors. And look how he finally realizes about Boo, tying the second half to the first half, that Boo wanted to stay inside. He wants to stay inside. At this point, Jem, too, wants to stay inside. I mean, it's hard to live in a world like this that he's forced to see all of a sudden. And this feeling brings up fear and not hatred, but disgust and a desire to not live there. So is Boo's solution the reasonable one? Is it cynical to tell the truth? Is it childish to insist that there's only one kind of folks? And how does one grow up in this kind of confusing world? I would like to leave you guys with one last thought, and that is paying the price for prejudice. Atticus says, "Don't fool ourselves, it's all adding up, one of these days we're going to pay the bill for it. I hope it's not in your children's time." What does he mean by that? What's the bill we have to pay for prejudice? What is the price that it costs us? You might want to think about some of the events that happened in the years back then, in the years of the novel, and the years now. Has the bill been paid? Is it still being paid? Can it ever be paid? Should it be paid? Should we try to move on past that, or should we always keep it in our minds and remember that? What's the benefits of both? Oh, and I almost forgot one last thought, the second last thought, and that is rape. Is death penalty justified for rape? What constitutes, in your mind, that which deserves the death penalty? Does rape deserve death? That's only for you to answer in your heads. I don't want to talk about this during class and discuss all the different opinions because it would take too much time and be a whole other 5-day lecture in itself and discussion. I will mention it and ask for a few brief answers, so keep it in your mind briefly, but try not to go too much in depth in class time. I think it's a great question to ponder. However, once again, because of lack of time during class, we'll have to keep that to a minimum. Thank you, and once again, tune in next time for the Chapter 24 podcast.
Mr. Bond. To Kill a Mockingbird.